Well, one more guest tonight, Leo Holman. Leo, I know I like to go to you a lot, but as I told you this afternoon, I apologize because I know it's an hour later there for you and you want to go to bed probably. But I said, Leo, you're one of the few guys that has your finger on the pulse of what's happening, so I have to keep leaning on you because I know there's nothing you can't talk about. Plus, so much that I need to talk to you about, you and I have been talking about as your associate producer here with the Worldview Report. We've been talking about predicting. You've been writing the books and the columns for years, and now it's all starting to happen. So I have to have you on sometimes just for the we told you so. Here's one tonight. Look at this headline linked over at worldviewreport.com. House Dems passed a bill that is a first step to nationalizing police. We've been telling you guys that this was coming long before people even would consider it. I mean, we've been talking about this a long time. Here it is. Leo?
Yes, indeed, Brannon. It's basically a retread of the bill they tried to get passed last summer. The Republicans defeated it at that time, but now they're trying to sneak it through again here right before the elections, nationalize, give them the ability to basically nullify state laws governing elections, opening up the door to what they call late day voting, you know, up to 5 days after the election, they can still be counting ballots. Well, what does that do? We know that allows them more time to cheat, right?
Right.
Because the point is, for the Democrats, they know that they can't win elections unless they cheat.
So they're going to nationalize the police, and they're going to nationalize elections. We'll go to that in a minute, the nationalizing of elections. But look at this bill here. The Independent Sentinel's reporting that House Democrats reached agreement Wednesday to vote on a series of bills that provide millions of dollars to local law enforcement and also include, there you go, accountability measures. In other words, you do what we tell you, we give you the money, and watch your local police department roll over like a prostitute.
Absolutely, Brannon. This is how the federal government gets its nose under the tent in your local and state governments by providing grants. We've seen this is exactly how they've corrupted the educational system. You know, Brian Kemp is just bragging a couple weeks ago here, and he's the governor of Georgia, and he was bragging that he signed a deal to bring in $125 million to fund health clinics in public schools here in Georgia using the money from the U.S. Department of Education. Health clinics, that includes mental health. That includes the whole, this child is thinking about transitioning from a boy to a girl, so let's pressure him to go ahead and get the surgeries and the hormone treatments. This is what's going to be going on in Georgia schools now, thanks to our Republican governor accepting $125 million in federal money. It's going to be the same thing with the police departments now.
Yeah, they will literally prostitute themselves for money. They will sell out the citizenry. They will sell out the citizenry for the money. And they'll prostitute themselves. They will betray their trust. They will not keep their oath. They will not be faithful to their masters, the people. And they will prostitute themselves for more money, to have more gear and more stuff. And so will your local city council that goes along with it and pushes the chief of police to do this and comply, and your county sheriffs, county boards. They'll do it. They're already doing it. You're right.
They're already doing this. That's what I was just going to say, Brannon. They're already doing this, but this particular bill would target the smaller towns and cities with less than 200 officers. They're already getting these COPS grants. They've been doing that for 20 years, where the federal government will give a grant and it will fund half of an officer's salary. They're already giving FBI training to many of these local police departments and sheriff's offices. And now they want to do more, targeting the medium and smaller sized cities.
Let's look at this one. Nationalize the police. Now, of course, here we go, H.R. 1. This is basically what this is going to lead us toward, nationalizing your elections. I mean, we're going so toward a Hitler state with brown shirts and national police and nationalized elections. What a third world dictatorship we're rolling into. House passes Liz Cheney's Trojan horse elections bill, enabling Democrat takeover of the ballot box. Quickly tell me this one before we go to Ted Cruz.
I mean, it's just more of the same, Brannon. And we've seen her name pop up in a couple of these bills today. Liz Cheney. Why doesn't she just go and change parties? She's not a Republican. She's working for the Democrats. And whatever her new job will be after she's out of the Congress, I guarantee you it'll be working for the Democrats.
Sure it will. Yep. All right, here's Ted Cruz, who I've warned about in my book, The Coming Religious Reich. I warned that Ted here can't be trusted. Remember, what was the nickname that Donald Trump had for him? Wasn't it Lying Ted?
Lion Ted.
Lion Ted. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I warned in my book, The Coming Religious Reich in 2015, you can't trust Ted Cruz. He's no good. His wife is tied back to the George W. Bush administration, according to numerous accounts, and helped.
Didn't she work at like Goldman Sachs or something?
Yes, yeah. One of the big banks, and she was helping with the negotiations for making America a North American union, America, Canada,
right.
Mexico. So I said, don't trust these people. Don't trust these people. I think his wife was part of the Council on Foreign Relations. While he was out trashing the CFR, and people are like, wait a minute, your wife's part of it. Of course, because Ted's got to say whatever Ted's got to say. And I can't believe the number of people that never could see past the guy. I mean, if the windows are the soul of the eyes, then if the eyes are the window of the soul, then, I mean, it ought to be pretty clear just looking at good old Ted here. I've never trusted the guy. He always gave me the creeps. But anyway.
Yeah. He's got a lot of talent. He can really make a point in a sort of, you know, and drill down on an issue when he wants to in a congressional hearing, but it's all for show.
It's all for show, because Senator Ted Cruz has caved to the Democrats on legislation that would allow media organizations to create formal cartels to negotiate with big tech companies. Several congressional aides and others familiar with the process told Breitbart News on Wednesday. If Cruz goes forward with his plans to back and allow the Senate to advance the legislation, then he will immediately become one of the biggest enablers of the establishment media and big tech giants, and he could easily jeopardize his political future. Cruz, who had previously jammed up a committee markup on the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act a few weeks ago, has now decided to give Amy Klobuchar what she wanted and allow the Democrat proposal to proceed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee to eventually be considered by the full House. And Tom Cotton, a senator from Arkansas, says conservatives should oppose the media cartel bill that will lead to more censorship. Yeah, but there's good old Ted.
I think Ted Cruz, Brannon, is competing with Mike Pence to find out which one can destroy their future political aspirations the fastest.
But maybe line their bank accounts and make sure they got a big, nice, big job waiting for them when they come out of the U.S. Senate.
Absolutely.
I mean, what was it he did a few weeks ago? We were back here a few weeks ago saying, we've told you about Ted. It was something a few weeks ago. I can't remember what it was. So, I mean, this is, okay, one or two things, okay. But this guy, about every 6 months, he does something stupid like this.
He has no conscience, Brannon. No conscience.
Good old Ted. Ted Cruz. All right. LeoHoman.com. LeoHoman.com. You got any new articles coming out, Leo?
I do. Absolutely, Brannon. I worked on one all day this morning and before I got to work on your worldview report. But you will see it on my website tomorrow.
Well, I might have to have you out tomorrow again if it's big enough story, and your stories always are. Hey, here's one headline over at Worldview Report. The Gates Foundation is researching how to manipulate you into taking future COVID shots.
Yes.
So they got something planned for the future still.
Yeah, well, see, nobody wants their COVID shots right now. That's the problem. The COVID shots have lost all their appeal. All of the lies have been exposed. What's real interesting about this Gates Foundation propaganda study, they want to find out how they can better propagandize people who are, quote, vaccine hesitant. They don't understand, Brannon. If you haven't gotten it yet, you're not vaccine hesitant. You are vaccine rejecting.
Yes.
There's nothing that's going to convince you to get it.
Absolutely not.
And they better wise up, and they better start understanding the American public. We're not as stupid as they think.
Absolutely. Here's another one. This one's troubling. Decomposing human remains can be legally used as compost from 2027 thanks to new California law aimed at tackling climate change. Makes you wonder if they're expecting a big, huge, massive increase in death, and they just need to go ahead and use your body as a compost. You know, you hear these stories that some states ordered up a bunch of black coffins and body bags. You're like, what are they planning? Well, maybe they're planning. Maybe they know. Maybe Gavin Newsom, who's apparently going to run for president if Biden doesn't, maybe they know there's going to be a big, massive death coming, and they're just going to use people's bodies for compost. Don't have to worry about burying them. I mean, it's not doesn't look too good to me.
That would be one good way to cover it up, cover up the evidence. But they're saying it's for, quote, climate change, because too many people are getting cremated now, and the cremations are setting carbon up into the atmosphere, Brandon. We can't have that, right?
No, so, we can't.
Now they're going the Soylent Green route and saying, let's just compost the people's bodies and then grow vegetables there and feed it to the living people.
Yummy, yummy.
Yum, yum, yum.
FBI suspends whistleblower who claimed Bureau is mishandling January 6th investigations. Of course they are. LeoHolman.com. Thank you, Leo.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, folks, if you appreciate what we're doing here each and every night, I mean, what a busy night, right? If you appreciate how we're doing, we need your support. How do we get it? A couple ways. One, MyPillow.com. Use that promo code B66. Promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. Don't forget about the towel sale. The towel sale going over on at frankspeech.com. I was going to try to get there real quick if I can. In the store setting. Oh, I'm in the wrong browser again. You have to go to the store setting. There it is. Look at that. Towel sale of the year. Three-piece towel set. As low as $19.98. But you got to go to frankspeech.com. Click on store. And you got to use the promo code B66. All right? Your support, and you get savings. Everybody wins. Good night from Delta and myself. Take care.